in here.
Good.
You searched him, and you followed my orders not to remove his mask.
Excellent.
Perhaps I do want the honor of removing it myself. In any case, you are excused. Give me the key. And guardsmen, see to it that nobody comes in here on pain of your life.
Well, 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 Domino. It seems that this prison cell is where our dance comes to an end. Look at you, chained to the ceiling, arms above your head. I confess, I am a little disappointed. I never imagined you would fall into such an obvious trap. All I had to do was spread rumors that the Duke's secret meeting was within the city armory, and you came running, so keen upon your so-called mission of justice that you never suspected a thing until 24 of my finest men surrounded you. I only regret that we could not have had one more duel one-on-one. You cannot imagine how I have lusted for revenge against you after you humiliated me twice. After you ravaged my poor, defenseless bosom at the tower, and after the ball, where you performed those indignities upon my nethers that left me as weak as a kitten and helpless to follow you. And the indignity was only half of it. My reputation is in tatters. The Duke doubts my loyalty. But capturing you and presenting you to him in chains with your identity unveiled will surely mean my redemption. I have won, Domino. And yet, it would feel quite hollow if we did not match blades one last time before your execution. Oh, do I see you perk up? Yes, you may have one last duel with me. But you must earn that chance, as I had to earn mine when you disarmed me before. What do you say? I thought so. And oh, I have imagined such a moment many times. How I would take my rapier, run the razor sharp blade down your chest, and see the cloth of your shirt part. Such a pity that such a fine body shall soon lose its head, don't you agree? And cut your shirt away entirely. I would not have anything get in the way of seeing your torso entirely revealed for the first time. Not after you have gazed upon my exposed body so lecherously. You like it when I torment your nipples with my tongue. Just as you handled my breasts so lewdly. It must be driving you mad. What would you do, I wonder, if your hands were not chained above your head? If your feet were not manacled? You twitch so delightfully when I rake my nails down your chest to just over your belt. Don't be shy. Let out that moan. Let me revel in how the tables are turned. 'Tis only fair. Excellent. Now, there is the matter of your belt. And pull them down. Oh my, Domino, you seem quite exposed. Did that stroke make you flinch? Was it a little too close to your manhood? Oh, I would be well justified in taking revenge upon it after it did such damage to my modesty. After you shot your seed between my breasts, across my face. You've gone all tense, and I barely brushed your sack with the back of my sword. Do you think I meant... No, nothing so cruel. Though maybe it is. You shall find out anon. You like me wrapping my hands around it? Of course you do. And just working it, squeezing it, pumping it steadily. Oh, I can see your hands twitching up there. You wish you could force me to do it properly, don't you? Rather than just hang here as I play with your shaft, going so slowly. It must be excruciating. It would be worse if I got you to the point where you were about to shoot your seed across my face once more, and I just stopped. I know, so cruel. Almost as cruel as what you did to me. Oh, you look so anguished under that mask. Let's start again. Let's get your cock rock hard, aching, twitching, dripping dew from the tip. Like that. And let me ask you a question. What would it be like if I were to leave you like this? Your cock rock hard, your balls throbbing and desperate for release. But you can't touch yourself. You'll die without even getting to come. That would be truly wicked, wouldn't it? So ask nicely. Ask me to come. Make it sound better than that. More desperate, more tormented. And address me as your ladyship. Please, 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 may I come, your ladyship? I'm still not entirely convinced you mean it. Excuse me. Oh, why do you sound so despairing? Did you think I was leaving you in the cell entirely, leaving you to hang there in agonized frustration? No, I was just getting your sword. And the key. Hearing you beg is quite satisfying in its own right, so even though you don't get to spill your seed upon me, I will give you the duel you crave. Let me unlock the manacles. And, oh, look at that. I've placed the key under my clothes, over my heart, so you will simply have to tear my clothes to escape. Shake your wrists loose. Has the strength returned to your hands? Perhaps it may be a disadvantage if you fight naked, save for your mask, and with that swinging between your legs. But I said you would have a chance to fight me. I never said it would be fair, or anything less than on my terms. But I thought the legendary vigilante known as the Domino never shied away from a battle against odds. Good. That is the man I wanted to see. Now pick up your sword, and one final time, face me, Domino. Why, thank you. I have indeed improved. After losing twice to you, I have trained for the sole purpose of this moment. Well played. That was quite a cut across my chest. My cleavage was quite exposed. I should have really seen that one coming. I have no idea what you mean, sir. I never left myself open. But shall I tell you a secret, Domino? Oh, very clever. Spinning me around and slicing across the seat of my trousers. Did you seek to unveil the cheeks of my arse as you have my breasts? The secret is that I have been quite unable to focus upon my training. Because every time I am in a fight now, I remember how it felt to have you slashing open my clothing. And now I cannot help but feel my nipples harden and my nethers dampen when I lock blades with anyone. Back to my breasts. Do you like the sight of them? Barely contained within my blouse. Jiggling and shaking with each clash. And my being in such a state is all your fault. Oh, you really are tearing apart my clothes. Clearly you're too fast for me to stop. Do your worst, you brute. Make my breasts spill out. Bare my abdomen. Oh, tear away the crotch of my trousers. Strip me. Curses! How could you possibly have disarmed me? Through the duel, I have no idea what you mean. You beat me fair and square, And my uniform, just hanging off my body in tatters, concealing nothing. And this is traditionally where you offer me a chance to regain my honor if I allow you to take liberties with my body, correct? Yes, I know how you work. But only one thing can exceed the prices I have already paid. You will have to ravish me, right here, right now. Yes, it is indeed most unfortunate that I did not already drain you when I had the chance and spare myself this fate. What was I thinking? I imagine that your desires will be absolutely uncontrollable after I teased you so sadistically. Whatever have I let myself in for? Oh, you wish to bind me? I accept. I mean, I have no alternative but to accept. Well, look at that. You have the captain of the guard chained up, hands over her head, and in her own jail, no less. Bare-breasted, with her womanhood exposed and ripe for the taking. No doubt you intend to abandon me here when you're done, like you did in the tower and at the ball, making others find me disheveled and freshly fucked. It would be so shameful, so humiliating, so... Yeah, lift my legs up, hold my thighs, and just... thrust into me. Yes. Oh, like that. Yes. Ravish my breasts. Does it make for a better sight when they thrust out of the ruins of my uniform? You love this. Every time, you love making the stern, untouchable captain into your hot and willing woman. I mean, your unwilling prisoner, obviously. But listen, as you... Oh, fuck me. There are things you should know. To understand you better. To be ready for where you would strike next. I learned things. Things the Duke would not tell me. About his real plans for the city. About his treacherous ambitions. His pacts with our enemies. And about how he used me as a pawn to take blame for the wicked deeds. Such a poor reward for my loyal service. I took an oath to serve him. But also to defend this fair city. And if I must choose, I choose this city. And you, Domino. Did you wonder why I commanded nobody to remove your mask? Why I never removed it myself. I found out much about the Duke's victims, the men and women he has crushed in his quest for power. One person in particular. They had a younger brother. I already know who you are. Listen to me. I'm on your side, Domino. You did well leaving me alive when we last clashed. Did you sense that I could be persuaded into a righteous cause? Or did you simply enjoy it too much, seducing me with each stroke of your blade? Whatever gambit you planned, it has paid off. And look at me now. Stripped, chained, and just impaled upon your other sword. That is so delightful when you thrust and make me feel every inch of you. My sword is yours now. I will fight by your side. My body is yours, ready for your bed. Over and over, night after night, I am your conquest. You stand up. I mean, you touch me there, all around my bud. I shall lose my wits. I am close. Again, my body cannot resist. I'm going to. Yes. Oh, I'm close. Wait. Why are you slowing? Why have you stopped ravishing me? Please, I'm so close. Revenge? No, please, anything but that. Don't make me wait as I did you. Thank you. Please. Please give me more. Like that. Like that. I'm close. I'm close once more. It is coming. I am coming. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm yours. Coming. For not spilling inside me. Release me. Yes. Where do you want your seat? How depraved. You wish to mark my face again? All right. Like before, wrapping my hand around it and just... Yes, you like it when I squeeze it just like that. Oh, with a twist upon the end. It was so humiliating when you did this to me at the ball. So much that I could not get it out of my mind. When I touched myself, burning up in my bed, I imagined how it felt, seeing the essence of a man marking me so crudely. Marking me as his woman. Lay claim to me. Paint me. Don't hold back. Oh, I feel it twitching. Here it comes. Here it is. Yes, yes. Still more. Oh, yes. I am covered. Well, well, Domino, shall we consider that the seal upon our new bargain? I have new clothes with us that we may sneak out in disguise. Wait. I said, leave. I am not finished with the prisoner. No, do not come in. Damn it, the Duke's own personal guard. It seems he was on to my plans to join you. No, gentlemen, you do not have the authority to be here. You will not take this man into captivity. Yes, I fully intend to stop you. Thank you for asking. Well, Domino, I had hoped we would both be more clothed when we made our escape, but needs must. Take your sword. I shall be by your side as you fight your way out. And perhaps our state of undress shall give us the advantage of surprise. Well then, en garde, you bastards!